Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for making real change. Making lasting change is what we're doing. And we are gathering together for this holy purpose. I am grateful and thankful to place my hand on my heart and declare my willingness, declare my openness, open-hearted, open-minded. So grateful and thankful to consciously choose active liberation. Now is the time for us to choose to make real change and to liberate from the burdens of living a life of lack and limitation. We're making real change by choosing to forgive ourselves. We are partnering up with the higher Holy Spirit self, and we are consciously laying on the altar all self-judgment, all self-recrimination, all self-attack, all false beliefs about ourselves. We're giving them up and making real change. We're allowing the change of mind to happen. We're gathering the wisdom from our choices and our experiences in the past. We're recalibrating everything in our life so that we can truly experience our wholeness, our freedom, our liberation. We are grateful and thankful to attune to a life of pure love and goodness. We are grateful and thankful to open our minds to let out the vermin that's taken up residence, known and unknown, felt and not felt. We're allowing every nook and cranny of our awareness to be renewed, transformed, and healed. We are giving up all attachments to living in lack and limitation. We're making real changes by calling upon the Holy Spirit to provide a revelation in our mind. We're willing to make powerful changes. We're willing to see things anew. We're willing to experience a life of great love and compassion, wholeness and freedom, prosperity and abundance. We're opening ourselves to receive at the highest levels, at the lowest levels, all levels of healing. This is what we're calling forth and accepting. We are saying yes to a deep and abiding transformation, real change. We're sharing the benefits of our changes with everyone because we are one with them. In gratitude, we allow it to be. In gratitude, we know that it's done. In gratitude, we simply say, and so it is. Amen. 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 Yes. So grateful to choose change and transformation. So grateful to allow our healing to be. So grateful that we can experience something different, something new, something powerful and transformative. Yes. And so it is. Amen. 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 Can't get enough of that. Amen. Yes. Thank you for being my prayer partner today. Thank you for praying with me. Thank you for your willingness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our coming together in this way is my answered prayer, and I'm so profoundly grateful to share it with you. And what else? What else is going on? Stop playing small retreat. The early bird special is expiring. Same with the spiritual counseling training intensive. Early birds are expiring. We've got payment plans. If you haven't looked at these events at all, you might just take a look and see if it's right for you. I trust your intuition will let you know if it is. And maybe it's not right now, but there may be some time in the future, so you can just set it there in your mind and give your intention, your goal, to the Holy Spirit to provide the funds that are necessary. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. This is what I hear people say all the time, that they set the intention to go and they gave the figuring out the details of how to take time off from work, from family, to provide finances to the Spirit, and the Spirit provided. Let us ask so it can be given. If we're not willing to receive, it can't be given. God doesn't force anything on us. So, yes, I love you. I appreciate you. Have an amazing, powerful, healing, transformative day, making lasting change. Mwah! God bless you. I love you.